Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
For 2020. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're going to be exploring the Cancer full moon and lunar eclipse. But before we dive in, I'm curious, how did you feel under the Capricorn new moon and solar eclipse that we had on December 26, 2019? I had forewarned that its energy was really going to set the tone for what's to come in 2020. And for many people I've spoken to over the last couple of weeks, it really shook up some things that needed to change to set 2020 on the right path. Maybe this is something you can relate to. Eclipses in general will accelerate development. And while the Capricorn solar eclipse asked us to get practical and set long-term goals, this lunar eclipse in Cancer is asking us to feel the things that need to be felt to set the tone for our destined 2020 path. That is not to say what you feel under this eclipse you'll continue to feel all year. It's saying things might get emotional. Change might be instigated through how you emote, how you react to others' emotions, and how vulnerable you're willing to be with those emotions. Now, I'd made a decision before I started writing this episode that I wasn't going to address the current crisis in Australia. Not because I don't care, I absolutely care. My family farm is right in the center of it at the moment, but rather because there's so much attention and much needed attention, absolutely, but there's so much attention on it at the moment. It can be nice to have a bit of a breather, to have some pockets of reprieve every now and then without guilt or shame attached to that breather. However, I do have to say something, and I want to say this because I think it's important during this eclipse on a personal level, but also on a national and global scale. If you're feeling sad, angry, helpless, disempowered, scared, guilty, or any number of mixed feelings about the state of our country and more profoundly, the future of our planet, I want to give you permission to fully feel it. In fact, it's really important that you do. And this Cancer full moon and lunar eclipse may even heighten these emotions. But that is what we need to instigate serious change. Energetically, we need to start creating ripples. Ripples that encourage us to want to make better choices for the health of ourselves and our planet. Ripples that create serious changes in government. Ripples that empower the people and repopulate the flora and fauna of our home. So again, allow yourself to feel what it is you need to feel. And if you don't personally know someone affected, it's still absolutely okay and completely understandable to show emotion because this isn't a personal crisis, it's a global one. Not moon related, but also I just wanted to say, if you're feeling any kind of guilt around not doing enough, know that just because you don't publicize your contribution or you're not an outspoken voice on the matter doesn't mean you're not contributing in your own way. We all use our energy differently, and with the right intention, any contribution, whether it's energetic or monetary, makes an incredible impact. Okay, let us explore this Cancer full moon and lunar eclipse. The Cancer full moon will take place on January 11 at 6:21 a.m. in Sydney, January 10 at 7:21 p.m. in London, and 2:21 p.m. in New York City. The mantra for Cancer is I feel. She is a sensitive Sally, and so even if you don't consider yourself much of a feeler, it's likely you'll feel a few feels in the coming days. It's a bit of a tongue twister. Feel a few feels. What's most important is that you don't ignore or suppress them, but rather give yourself permission and space to feel them. Now, I'm the first person to think my way out of having to feel something, but even though sometimes it can feel momentarily painful to feel into emotions that arise, it's actually far more healing and progressive than pretending like they're not there. This full moon is bringing these feelings out for a reason. Not to inconvenience you or force you into a blubbering mess, but to shine a full moon light on what needs to be released, healed, addressed, and or changed. Plus, it's eclipse energy, so it's likely that it's all happening for a big reason. I'm talking life purpose stuff. The full moon is very much at home in the sign of Cancer. In fact, Cancer is ruled by the moon. This will often mean that Cancer energy is heightened because it feels so goddamn comfortable with the moon in its presence. So in summary, you've got a full moon, which will always heighten the energy, plus the moon is in its home sign, which will take that energy up a notch, plus it's a lunar eclipse, which is likely to turn things up to full throttle. So yeah, you've been warned. The themes you may experience around this Cancer full moon and lunar eclipse will likely be around home. Home in the physical sense, but also in your experience and feeling of home. Your environment, and in the case of many Australians, the bushfire crisis and the state of the current climate. And lastly, around family and relationships. Cancer longs to feel safe. And if there are any circumstances that have you questioning your safety during this full moon and eclipse, they're likely to be brought to the surface. Now, I don't ever want to predict the heaviness of a moon because we all experience it in different ways, but this is a weighty one. Weighty in the sense that it's asking you to take on a lot for the purpose of growth. If you can step up and really learn from what's being thrown at you, you're really going to be able to get the best out of this moon. But if you choose to hide or ignore or play the victim, you'll be wasting this ample opportunity. And remember, it's full moon energy, so it's less about doing and more about observing and then releasing and letting go of people, patterns, habits, and thoughts that are pulling you off course and keeping you small. It's the perfect time to say goodbye to things and people that you've been holding on to. And if for you this is around relationships, I want to send you love and say, in the words of Khalil Gibran, if you love somebody, let them go. For if they return, they were always yours. If they don't, they never were. But also, now this is me speaking, not Khalil. If they're worth fighting for, goddammit, be vulnerable. Say what needs to be said, give it your all, and then let go. No amount of holding on will make destiny change its course. You can absolutely quote me on that if you like. Ways we can work with this full moon and lunar eclipse. One. Allow your heart to tell you what it wants. Listen, feel into those desires, but perhaps refrain from acting on them straight away. But do get curious about the whispers of your ticker. Number two, tend to your home. Home is where the heart is after all. Well, I'm just full of the cliches today. Home is where the heart is. Again, it could be your physical home or it could be contemplating when it is that you feel this sense of home and who it is that makes you feel most grounded. That feeling of being home when you're with the right person is so precious. If I could bottle that and hand it out like free candy, I would. If it's more about your physical home you'd like to tend to, you could give your home a good clean, Maybe you need to find a new home, rearrange the furniture, spoil yourself with a few decor purchases, or perhaps just give your home a really good energetic clearing with some sage. Number three, watch your emotions don't get thrown around like daggers. With all of the emotion that's likely to surface with this full moon, I encourage you to be as introspective as possible. When we start using our emotions as weapons, which might feel tempting during this eclipse, FYI, we can end up in deep and rough waters once the energy dissipates. So sit with anything that's coming up and please sleep on it a few sleeps before sharing it with others. And number four, I am not a big journaler, but I recommend journaling during this full moon. Work out what desires are festering deep inside and bring them up to the surface. This is the stuff that's going to make big changes. This is the art of self-awareness. And I know I sound like a broken record, but the most rewarding part of following the moon through its lunar cycle is the self-awareness that it offers you. As we move into 2020, having an acute sense of self-awareness is going to greatly impact how this year unfolds for you. As I mentioned, the energy this year is going to be super duper charged. And if you want to make the most of it, you need to be embodying everything that it's offering you. If you're not already a Lunar Lover member, perhaps 2020 is the year you join me. Receive guided meditations, journal prompts, and online moon circles all aligned with the energy of the current moon. Plus, be notified every time the moon changes phase and become part of the flourishing Lunar Lover online Facebook community, exclusive to Lunar Lover members. Plus, when you sign up for a 12-month membership, you receive a 2-week free trial. The link to join me to become a Lunar Lover member is in the show notes of this episode, or you can head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Also, a little update on this podcast. I am in the final few months of my book deadline and need to be dedicating every spare minute, actually every spare second, to completing that manuscript. So I will continue with moon synopsis every new moon and full moon, and I will include the current astrological season in the new moon episode, but I've had to put interviews on hold until my time frees up again. I hope you guys understand. Because these eps will only be coming out fortnightly, I have zero chance of hitting the Apple podcast charts. So the only way for people to learn about this podcast is for you to share it with your friends on social media. So if you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot of it on your phone and post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. Another way you can help me out is by leaving a rating or review on the Apple podcast app. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.